Hello.
Hello, can I speak to George?
That's his job.
Hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. May I call in regards to the inquiry you've made, you know, for the Scottish redress claim for your time during care?
Aye, aye.
Yeah, perfect. So all you need to do today, to be completely honest, George, is confirm a few details with you. So it's a very brief statement, and we can look at obviously getting this claim underway for you, okay?
Right, okay.
So, yeah, I've got your name as Mr. George Langan.
Yes.
Yeah, and best email address that I've got on the system is georgelangan@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
Just to confirm, is Hotmail, should it be HOTMAIL?
Aye. Aye.
Yeah. Perfect. And can you just confirm your date of birth as well?
15/10/75.
Thank you. And just your current door number and postcode also?
26 Summerhill Road. From Chattel, Glasgow.
Yeah. What's the postcode, sorry?
G15 7JH.
Summerhill Road, yeah?
Aye. Right.
Thank you. So what age was it that you was first placed into care?
I don't really know. First, I went into Cadross and then at Cadross in Helensbury.
Do you know roughly how old you was when you went there?
11, 12 or something. 11.
That's fine. So you would know your mother's and father's names then, wouldn't you?
Aye, aye.
Yeah, what would they be?
George Langan.
Yeah.
And Agnes Armour.
Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R?
Aye.
Yeah, perfect, thank you. Only reason why we need that is it might be on, like, your files and things like that. But you said you first went to Card Ross. What area was that, sorry?
Down at Helensbury.
Yeah, Card Ross Children's Home, Helensbury, yeah?
Aye.
Yeah, I'll be completely honest, I spoke to a few people who've been there in the past, to be honest with you as well. And, how long was you there for, roughly?
About a year.
Yeah, about a year or so. Perfect. And where did you go after that?
I've been in Ailsa Children's Home.
Ailsa?
Ailsa Children's Home, aye.
And what area was that?
Great Western Road, Glasgow. Up at that end.
Great Western Road. Yeah, Ailsa Children's Home.
And then I went to Ballotine Rain.
Just one moment. How long was you at Ailsa for?
Ailsa, I don't know, about 3 years. A year or six, so I missed a year.
Yeah. And then where did you go after that?
Ballotine Rain, residential.
Is that in Glasgow as well?
No, that's in Balfron.
How's that spelled?
Balfron, it's up at Stirlingway.
Right, and what's the name of the home, sorry?
Ballotine Rain.
Ballycon Men's?
Ballotine Rain, residential.
Ballycon Rain. Residential, Stirling. Old Ballycon Rain. Got it there now, so I can see how far it's going now.
Ballotine Rain at Balfron.
Perfect, no worries. And how long was you there for?
Yeah, I've got a few years.
About 3 years, roughly.
Aye.
No worries at all. So, yeah, so I do just need to take a brief statement for each one of them now. So, obviously, I know that you was at Card Ross, first of all. Did you experience some form of abuse when you were there?
Just staff putting you in locks and putting you into this, grabbing you in on it, shouting.
Yeah, you used to, like, lock the rooms and things, did they?
Aye.
And you said, like, they'd scream at you, scream and shout at you.
Aye.
And then you said
Sorry.
Yes. No, sorry, go on.
It was worse than that when you go when I go to Valley to Main, but that was hellish in there.
No, no worries. So what I'm going to do, because we do just have to write a statement for each one, so I'll just take a brief statement for Card Wrestling. Did you say, obviously, I know you said it's some of the others, but you said you used to hit you and things as well, like training and things as well.
What's that, sorry?
Did you say that you did, like, slap you and things as well?
Aye, yeah, I used to slap you about that. Aye.
Yeah. Just one moment. We used to slap you and things.
To put you in, locks and that, to restrain you and that.
Just one moment, sorry. I've just got to write this up as like a description as well. Sorry, one moment. I'm just popping this in now.
Aye, aye.
And then where did you move on to after Card Ross again, sorry?
I think I went to Ballycomrainy,
yeah. And can you just explain a little bit about what you experienced at... it says Isley Children's Home was next.
Elsa.
Yeah. Just explain a little bit about what you experienced there at Isley Children's Home.
Just more or less the same that happened in Cardross and that bit. And then at one instant I put my horn through a window and I've got a big scar in my horn, through my pinky in it, where I put my horn through a window in it.
Yeah. Just one moment now. So it was the same, like, they would hit you and restrain you and things like that?
Aye, aye.
Yeah. Is there anything else? So you said that you once put your hand through a window.
I put my hand through a window, in a bedroom window. And I've got a scar, a big scar on my pinky for that. My pinky was hanging up.
Yeah. And did the staff, like, take care of it and stuff like that, or, like...
An ambulance came and took me a horse one of them.
Is there anything else you can remember from your time at Aylesley, or...?
No.
Yeah. Just for a moment. And then finally you said it was Ballycomrainy. Can you just tell me about, like, I know you was there a bit longer, weren't you, what your experiences was there then as well?
Aye, that, just the same thing happened with staff, like, hitting you, know, and grabbing you. And I've been diagnosed with PTSD with the doctors and that, because I used to get, like, I get touched up with other members there, other guys in there. And I've been diagnosed with PTSD.
Did you say, sorry, the staff or the other, in the home?
Other people in the home, aye.
Did you say, so they sexually assaulted you, sorry?
Aye, aye.
Yeah. Sorry to wear that.
Anyway.
And did the staff, like, know what was happening? Like, turn the blind eye to it?
No, I never told anybody.
Yeah.
It's not until I got older, like, the age of my learner, and I started getting backlashes and flashbacks, and I've been put on medication and all that for PTSD and depression and that.
Yeah. Is there anything else you can remember at your time at Ballaton Lane as well? Obviously, the staff did used to, like, kind of restrain you and beat you up and grab you and things like that as well. Anything else that you can remember at all?
No, not really, not.
No? No worries. Do you remember, like, if you ever, like, had to miss a meal, if you ever made you miss a meal, or anybody, like, ever assisted to showers or anything like that?
No, not really.
No. Just one
moment. I had an accident up there as well, where I dived into a pool, and I got something stuck in my side, and I've got a big scar on the side of my side, where my side got opened up.
I think he's mine. So, you know the number that they give you?
It's just a moment for me. So in regards to details and stuff like that, then that will be pretty much everything that we need from you. So thank you for obviously confirming all these details with me. I do appreciate that as well. Just so you're aware as well, when we make a claim, it's not like we're just clutching at straws, you know, just hoping that we're going to get you some money back or anything like that. Providing that you have obviously experienced some form of abuse, from what you just told me there on the phone, you definitely have experienced some form of abuse.
Then
we will be able to get this claim processed for you. Well, just to confirm, you don't suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, do you?
No, no.
Brilliant. So one thing that we do need, basically, is we need to confirm a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen with yourself during the time of this claim, during the next 12 months or so, touch wood, but they would actually receive the money rather than you. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for you?
You can put my sister down, Lisa Langan.
Lisa Langdon, yeah. And would you have a contact number for her at the moment? Or should you put yours down for now?
No, I just need to use my number.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, you know, hopefully you're not going to be going anywhere over the next 12 months anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, but perfect, no worries. So, yeah, so basically in order for us to get this claim processed now, all we basically need, George, really simply, is we just need a proof of ID from yourself, so either a driver's licence, passport, even a bus pass, something like that. And also just a proof of address as well, something that has your name and address on and is dated within the last 3 months. So what I'm going to do, George, I'm just going to send you a quick message on WhatsApp now. One moment.
I've not got WhatsApp.
You've not got WhatsApp?
No.
Just 1 minute. I don't know what would be easier for you then. Is it easier if I send you an email, or is it easier if we send you a text and you can send it through text? What would be easier for you?
Send it through text.
Send it through text. Just 1 moment, man. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll just send you a quick message on text now then. If you can literally just take a picture of your ID and proof of address and send them over. Now, just to make it easy as well, so you don't have to send, you know, like a couple of different pictures, just make sure when you take the picture that you take the picture of the full page and that it's dated within the last 3 months.
So, what about you take a picture of the page or what?
So we need a proof of address, though. Any letter that you've got that's dated within the last 3 months?
Aye.
Have you just? You should have just received a text message from me now.
Aye, aye. Yes, I have, aye.
Yeah, perfect. So what I'm going to do as well is I'm just going to get a form sent out to you that once you've signed that, we'll be able to do the claim. Are you able just to take those pictures for me and send them over now whilst I'm sending the form over?
I'll need to even put credit in my phone so I can send a text.
I think that text message is over iMessage, so provided you're connected to, like, the internet, it should send without credit.
Oh, should it? Right, okay.
Yeah.
What, you want to hang up and then I'll send it?
Yeah, I can do if you want, and then I'll give you a call straight back once you've sent them over.
Okay, anybody.
No worries. I'll speak to you in a couple of minutes then. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Bye.